Meet Stephen Nuara.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
If you ran into him 9 years ago, he was probably off touring as the bassist of the Detroit-based band Electric Six. Maybe you've heard of them. Some of their top 10 hits included songs like Danger, High Voltage.
Danger, danger, high voltage, when we touch.
And most recently, Gay Bar.
I wanna take you to a gay bar, gay bar, gay bar.
But now he volunteers 40 hours of his time outside of his day job to work on his record label, the Beehive Recording Company.
I would describe it as a music preservation society. Well, in a nutshell, what we do is we record bands from Detroit, and we record them for free. We put them up on our website as a single, a downloadable single. So it's a totally new idea in the music industry, and it's growing exponentially. So
Nuara has been on the inside of the music industry and says most artists do not make a lot of money off of record sales. Originally, Beehive did charge for downloads, but when Nuara let fans pick their own price, sales actually went up. He says it was a good thing to remove the wall telling people what to pay and what to listen to.
But when all of a sudden that's gone, people get along better, you know? People are freer, and they're more generous, and they're more respectful of each other. Donations are very slow right now, but I also understood that it's Detroit. That's another reason why it was for free. No one can afford anything. You know, we're all broke. We're broke Detroiters, you know?
Justin Walker is a Detroit musician who plays with a few bands in the city. He recently worked with a Beehive Recording Company for a solo project. This is one of his featured singles on the website called Driftin' Around. Walker records his music all the time and would post it on his social networking sites for his friends to see. He says having his music on Beehive's website allows his music to branch out beyond his immediate friend group. And he says he doesn't care that people can download his songs for free.
Oh, I'm totally into it, you know, because I just want exposure.
Websites like Kickstarter help fund albums when musicians work independently. And Bandcamp allows fans to name their price on albums and tracks. Walker says the problem with sites like that is that the library is so broad that it's overwhelming to sort through and find music.
The thing about the Beehive is more like a label or more like a collective. It's kind of more branded. You get familiar with a roster or a stable of artists that are associated with it. You're speaking of Detroit music, like, you know, even like Motown or like a you know, like Stax or, you know, or like, you know, any sort of label that you could go to and you know that, like, you know, there's a quality or there's like a sound.
And that's exactly what Nuara is trying to do. To preserve Detroit's local sound, a sound Nuara describes as raw and gritty.
No one here is trying to appease anyone. It's people making music for music's sake. You know, in New York, in Los Angeles, in London, you know, people are doing it because of what the music industry says. So they change their sound. They volunteer to change their sound, which as a musician, I think it's crazy to do that.
The Beehive Recording Company has recorded around 50 singles since it relaunched almost 2 years ago. Nuara records all genres from rock and roll, hip-hop and punk, to a jug band and a Russian folk singer. He says it doesn't matter what the genre is, the artists have to be from Detroit so he can preserve the city's musical colloquialisms. And maybe someday, Nuara and his artists will make a profit. For Michigan Radio, I'm Emily Fox.